On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
Our signing day coverage continues on KNIA KRLS with Jack McGuire from Pella High School, who is in the midst of a track season after finishing up his senior basketball year, making his signing here today to Upper Iowa. First of all, huge congratulations. What does it mean to have this decision made and now to have some momentum going into the summer?
It means a lot to me to continue my basketball career. Obviously, having a coach from a different school that believes in me at such a high level just means a lot to me. So I'm really excited for this opportunity that's been given to me.
Well, I know that the process was a little different for you. Some other guys have long committed, but you were kind of really diligent and took your time with this process. What led you to Upper Iowa, and what have the coaches said to you about what you could do there?
What I liked about Upper Iowa is that there isn't a lot of things to do there. That's usually something that draws a lot of people away, but me knowing that just means I'm going to put a lot more time into basketball there on there. What really brought me there is Coach Kasperauer. He's really good. He's one of the smartest coaches I know, and he believes that players aren't just like one position. He believes multiple players can do multiple things, and with that idea, he also wants to develop me. I obviously have things I need to work on, but I believe he can do that to the best of his abilities.
Well, it felt like even for your senior year, you were already being pretty intentional about not just being a one-role player, trying to be a multiple-faceted player. How exciting is that to keep that journey going where you can kind of build not just one skill, but really become well-rounded?
It's really exciting. I really think that they have the facilities and the opportunities to do that for me. They play in a really good conference. We're going to play a really good competition, and I know that practice every day we're going to be worked hard. So,
well, one of the skills that we got to see on display was dunking, and right now you're getting to use some of those things and translating into high jumping.
Yeah.
How fun has it been so far this spring to try something new, get away from basketball for a little bit, and still be on a team and be with some guys and have a chance to do something special?
It's been really relaxing. Obviously, I didn't expect this opportunity to come up, but honestly, I'm very thankful it did. It was nice to get out of my comfort zone a little bit and, you know, talk to some guys I usually don't really talk to that much. It's been nice having a new family, so I really like that feeling. I hope I can do good on Thursday and help us at state. That's
yeah.
The goal.
Yeah, get to the Blue Oval, and then just how excited are you to soak in these last few days at Pella High School and get ready for college?
It's a bittersweet feeling, but a part of me is a bit excited, obviously, for the new chapter. And, you know, obviously, senioritis is a thing. You know, I'm excited to be done with classes, but, you know, I'm not going to miss the people. I love the people here. I love the community, so that's odd. But.
Jack McGuire, congratulations.
Thank you.
Our signing day coverage continues at Pella High School with Caden Johnson, who just signed to be a Jackrabbit at South Dakota State to continue his track and field career. First of all, huge congratulations. How exciting is it to have this decision made and to keep running at a high level?
I'm super excited. I wasn't sure if I was going to run track in college, and made the decision a few months ago, and I'm super excited for next year.
And obviously, you've had a lot of success even in your senior year. You did last year, too. What was the coaching staff most impressed with about you and your hurdling, and how excited are you to try to take that to the next level?
You know, I put in a lot of work, like, in the off season with all my teammates, and I think that's what surprised my coaches, just, like, all the improvements we made. And I know I'm going to improve a lot more over this summer and in college as well.
What was attractive about this program specifically, and why was it such a good fit for you?
I've been pretty close to this college. My aunt and uncle live in Brookings, so I've gone to a few football games when I was little, and a few of my friends from Minnesota go there, so I've been pretty close to this college for a while.
Well, and speaking of football, you get to see Harry up there too, which I know will be exciting. And this, of course, is coming in the middle of a season where you're having a great year and having a lot of fun. How much confidence are you building, not only for this coming stretch run for the championships these next couple weeks, but going into college knowing that you've really elevated your game?
Yeah, I'm very confident in my abilities. I know I'll keep on improving, and I know I can compete in the next level.
Well, and you've had some great coaches. I'm looking at one of them there, your personal coach, and then, of course, Coach Wilson. How special is that in hindsight to realize the people that you get to work with here every day and how that's probably prepared you for the next level?
Yeah, I'm just really blessed to have these great coaches. They've helped me improve so much. You know, Coach Wilson helped me just learn the basics over the few years I've been here, and then Coach Gruber helping me, like, fine-tune everything I need to do. It's been awesome.
And then Thursday's, of course, everybody's favorite meet of the year, state qualifying. How excited are you to get a bunch of stuff up there at Drake and have an opportunity to do something really special next week?
I'm really excited. We just want to compete on Thursday, and we know we'll be able to qualify a lot of events. And we've already been at Drake twice this year, so it's just going to be another meet pretty much. We're all excited to do well in state.
Should be a whole lot of fun. That's Caden Johnson. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The center page of today's Laley Radio Sports Page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Here on today's Laley Radio Sports Page for a Spotlight Athlete segment with Pleasantville Senior Lincoln Card. Lincoln here today because you just signed a letter of intent to continue your golf career, college golf and education at Southwestern Community College. Just first start off a little bit, kind of what went into this decision.
It's pretty straightforward decision when you kind of compared everything. Coach North down there is awesome, great. Great teacher of the game and also just a great guy in general. And then, it just feels nice to finally, get it set in stone and not have to worry about it anymore.
What is it that you kind of like about the campus, the facilities down there?
I really like it because the golf course is, it's right next to campus. It's like from walking from our school to our football field. So everything's right there. And then they got nice indoor stuff in town too. So it's always available, and there's always many different ways you can get better.
When did you first decide that you wanted to pursue, golf at the college level?
Yeah, so I kind of early in my high school career kind of thought about it kind of as a goal. Maybe that's where I want to get to. And then kind of as high school went on, I kind of figured out, hey, this is going to be something that I can really get to. And it just kind of was there. I kind of knew after how I played and after some things, it was just going to happen.
Yeah, and you out of all activities you participated in, maybe not even just high school, throughout your entire life, mm-hmm. What was it about golf that kind of, has piqued your interest and kept your interest throughout all that?
Yeah, golf's just, it's interesting in its own way because you can play it for your whole life, and golf has brought me closer to my family, to my friends, closer to God. Any way you can think about life, you can relate golf to it, and it's just something that brings peace in my life and lets me mellow out almost and just kind of get back to square one.
Talk about how, though, golf is, it is a sport where everything weighs on you. I get it's a team sport in a way that you, are gathering, team points in that aspect. But, you're responsible for your score, and it's kind of a very sport that weighs heavily on your abilities and yourself.
Yeah, it's just a sport where you're out there grinding out there for 5 hours, and, you're only hitting the ball maybe 80 times. So it's just, there's a lot of, the mental side's crucial, and it's just something that everybody can get better at. And I know that's something I've been working on achieving is a better mental game. And it's just one of those things where you have to keep a strong mental game or you're not going to perform at your best.
How do you kind of ride that mental wave, during an 18-hole event? You may hit a bad shot here, may hit a couple bad shots in a row. How do you kind of keep your composure?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you almost just have to flush what happened and think of everything as a new shot, even though that's almost impossible with just walking out there by yourself. But one way I like to do that is, I know I'll just get a song stuck in my head from the beginning, from what I listened to in the car, or what I listened to while warming up, and it's just kind of a way to relax, focus on something else other than golf. And I know always talking to your playing partners, that's one way I can kind of escape a bad shot by letting go of it and talking to other people.
As we talked, you're of course still in your senior golf season. Thoughts on how this season has gone?
It's gone really well as a team and individually. I think everybody's playing to what they can, and obviously it's gone great as a team, and we're getting ready. We only got 2.5-3 weeks left before that postseason golf starts, so we're going to try to get to the best spot we can be by then.
Before we close, if there's an area of your game you'd like to sharpen up the most as you get ready for college, what would that be?
Yeah, I'd say my putting. My putting was really good at Albia a week and a half ago, and that kind of propelled me to the top there. So obviously you can see if I putt well, then I think putting is just, if you can putt well, things are going to fall into place. So if I can take advantage of putting well more often, then that'd be awesome.
It's Pleasantville's Lincoln Carr joining us on today's Laley Radio Sports Page. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now the back page of today's Laley Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The Indianola boys soccer team had a 0-0 draw with Norwalk. Here's an interview with junior goalkeeper Van Kaufman.
Jack McGonigal here with junior keeper and Van Kaufman. And Van, first off, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And Norwalk, really talented team. Obviously, we saw how offensive heavy they were. And just kind of what was your mindset knowing how successful Norwalk has been and how prepared you had to be for this match?
Basically, we came into the match just thinking that we had to be way more intense than all of our previous games. We had to raise the standard to a higher standard than it's ever been before. And I knew that doesn't matter if it was my birthday, I needed to keep the standard even higher than it was. So I just did that for my team and for everyone watching.
And how crucial was it to just stay locked in for all 80 minutes?
It was so crucial. You can see, like, we've had times in the past where we've had a lapse for a few minutes, got scored on, but you see a full 80 minutes with no mistakes, and then even with the mistake, you come back from it even harder. So if you see that and you believe and you fight with everything you got, you see a result like this. So.
And then just talk about your teammates. You know, obviously a ton of corner kicks for Norwalk tonight, but just talk about them and how they were able to keep them and, you know, limit their chances to score on those corner kicks.
Basically, after every corner kick, we would come back together and we would talk about what happened and find a solution for it. And there was a little bit of bickering back and forth, but the good thing about this team is that the bickering turns into success and we're able to, like, work off of each other. And I'm able to tell my defenders things and they are able to put it into the game, which helps a lot.
You know, a conference opponent, a team that's not very far, was a little more energy and excitement coming into this one.
Yeah, definitely. They've been our rivals for a long time. And since my coach has been here and since I've been here, we've never gotten a result against them. It's always been loss. So this is a really big step in the program for us.
Yeah, were the boys overall happy with the 0-0 draw?
We were happy with it, but we weren't going to settle for it. Since we have a high standard for ourselves. We were happy that we were able to not break on the defense and we were able to just, you know, keep going as a team, but we don't settle for that. We wanted to win. So
fantastic. And how long have you been goalkeeping for?
I've been goalkeeping since I was 10 years old, and right now I'm training with the semi-pro team, the Menace and Des Moines and stuff, and I've just been really been able to perfect my craft and everything, and I want to pursue this as far as I can go.
And what have you really improved on with training with them that's brought you back here and improved your skills for the Indians?
Basically, playing at a semi-pro level and shots being harder, everything being way more technical, it makes these games feel a little bit easier, a little bit slower, to the point that I'm able to perfect everything that I do, which means that I can make no mistakes just like I did today.
Fantastic. And what are you looking forward to the rest of the season with the team?
I'm looking forward to keeping this energy the same and even higher than that. And we're going to try and go as far as we can. And we don't settle for anything that we get in the future. We just keep going.
All right. Thank you so much, Van.
Thank you.
Once again, that was junior goalkeeper Van Kaufman with the Indianola boys soccer team after their 0-0 draw with Norwalk on today's Laley Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA KRLS.
That was today's back page on today's Laley Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.